the aim of our sermon is for us to see what's the holdup. Amen. To see what's the holdup. Amen. That keeps us from being obedient. Why wouldn't we want to be obedient? Why wouldn't we want to be obedient? And so this morning, what we find out is that disobedience can hold us hostage. Many people are held hostage by love, their emotions. They can't override their emotions and do what's right. Many people are held hostage by lies. They are deceived. They can't do what's right because they're believing a lie. Then others are held hostage simply by location. They are held hostage by location. They are not in the right place to be blessed. And they keep operating in the wrong place. And they won't move to the right place to get blessed. And so this morning, we want us to see the blessing of obedience. And so we know in verse 13 that the Bible says they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Amen. They all wanted something, didn't they? They all wanted something. They all needed healing. And they said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." They all wanted something. They all had a sickness. And they all wanted to be blessed. Because to get blessed would be to leave, delivered from their sickness. What did Jesus tell them to do in verse 14? He says, "You want to be blessed, but I want you to do something." He says in verse 14, when he saw them, he said, "Go. Go show yourself to the priests." And leprosy is a terrible thing. But they needed to go to the priests, and leprosy is what's being covered in our Bible teaching this week. Go show yourself to the priests. They wanted something, but Jesus told them something. And it was during the process that they got blessed. Because it says, as they went, didn't it? It says, he said, "Go show yourself to the priest," in verse 14. And what did it say? And it came to pass that as they went, they were blessed. They didn't get healed right away. They got healed in the process of going. You may not get what you want when you ask for it. It may not have the immediate physical manifestations. But if God said it, it's already done. All you got to do is follow the process. Your job is obedience. We can't make God do anything. And my brothers and sisters, obedience requires faith. Somebody said obedience requires faith. And faith requires obedience. They both go hand in hand. You can't say you got faith if you don't do anything. And obedience requires faith. And he said, go. Now, we all know about the blind man. We just read about him. The blind man, he says that Jesus was passing by in John 9, and he saw a blind man. And his disciples said, "Master, who did sin?" And Jesus said, neither one. He said, did his parents sin or did he sin? They equated all sin connected to sickness were connected to sin. And they asked him, who prayed? Who did sin? And he said, neither one. Didn't nobody sin. He says, as long as I'm in the world, verse 5, I am the light of the world. And he, in this sign, in these I am statements of Jesus, he's letting them know that he is the light of the world. And this blind man was really made blind so that Jesus could display his I am-ness. Sometimes we have problems so that God is wants to use his power, but he can't use it unless somebody got a problem. So you and I have to have a problem for God to come do it, fix it. Amen. He has the power to fix the problem. And you simply got the problem so that he can display his glory. It's not even about the problem. God wants to show his power. Amen. And he says, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. What did Jesus do? Spit on the ground? Oh, he does it all kind of ways, doesn't he? That's a gruesome way to do it, but when you're desperate. I don't know how desperate you are. Amen. It don't make when you want it bad enough. When you need it. When you need it. He says he spit on the ground. So what he did was he took the clay of the spittle and he anointed or he spreaded it over the man's eyes. The method was not all that palatable or plausible, but it was obedience. Obedience is not always the way you want it to be. The conditions are not always intact. But I dare you to try it. We all know what happened, don't we? We know what happened. We know what happened. He said, look, I want you to do something. I want you to go wash in verse 5-7. Go. That's what he told those lepers. You want to be healed? Go. Show yourself to the priest. Amen. You want something? Amen. You got to be obedient. Go. Here they are again. He's saying, go wash in the pool of Siloam. That's what I want you to do. He ain't saying nothing. He just said, go. And as they were obedient, they looked around and the blessing was already there. There's a blessing in obedience. If we just do what God says, then the blessing will come. The blind man, I'm sure, if you were to ask him what his favorite song was, he'd probably say it's Amazing Grace. How sweet that sound to me. It saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind. Anybody in here been? I was blind, but my sight came back. And that'll be my song. I'm going to sing Amazing Grace. Every time you wake him up, I bet you sing Amazing Grace is my favorite song. Sin blinds us, doesn't it? You think you're doing right and you're really doing wrong. You think you're doing what's best for you and you're doing what's worse for you and you can't even see it. Because sin blinds us. We're blinded by sin. And God wants to deliver us from blindness, spiritual blindness. Now, this was physical blindness, but later on, he's going to get delivered from spiritual blindness. Now, let me go on. The fact of the matter is that he says, we know that in Malachi, it says, again, he said, bring all the tithe into the storehouse. And he tells us what's going to happen. He says, but you got to bring. That, again, a command, bring. I'm not going to come get it. You're going to bring it on your own free will. If you can't bring it, I don't want it. I'm not going to send you no letter. I'm not going to send you no memo. I'm not going to come send you. I'm not going to email you. I'm not calling you. It's voluntary. Obedience. God don't make us be obedient. It's left up to us. Some people complain about why God this, why God let that happen, why God. They said, you think about it, who made those choices? Did God make those choices or you made them? Don't be asking God, why, Lord? Why? Why? Lord. Don't be asking him, you made the choice. And now you want to know what God, why did God do it? Now, God, you did it. Tell your neighbor, you did it, he didn't. And so the fact of the matter is that he's saying, God is saying that if you bring it all, he says, I want you to try me, and I'm going to pour you out a blessing that you won't have room to receive it. And what he said in verse 12, and all the nations are going to call you blessed because there's a blessing in obedience. Try it, he said. Just all you got to do is try it. Try it. You might like it. You need to try it first before you, you know, before you talk about it, try it and see if it'll work. He said, I dare you to be, and we all know about Elijah. Amen. Elijah, the Lord told Elijah to go down to the brook Cherith. And there was a drought in the land, and God, Elijah had announced a drought, and then he went and told the king, the prophet went and told the president, as the Lord liveth before whom I stand, there won't be dew nor rain until I say so. Lord, you thought you were in charge, didn't you, Mr. President? But I'm here to tell you that there's another king over you, king. And I'm getting my orders from him, and he says, and it won't be no dew, and it ain't going to be no rain, according to what I say. Yeah. Amen. Rain when I say it's going to rain. That's when it's going to rain. You see, we ain't running nothing, are we? We don't run the creation, but God runs everything. He runs the birds, the fish. He'll tell a fish, go take them some money. Amen. He said, fish, go get Jonah. Jonah ain't acting right. Go, and take him down to the bottom of the sea and let him sit down there a while and let it kind of, you know, marinate in there. Let him maybe till he act right. And then I want you to spit him out and see if he'll act right after he get through with him, because he's not acting right. Jonah won't act right. God has creation at his command. He can use anything. He can use anything. He said, now, it's not going to rain now. What can y'all do about it? Can you go downtown and pass any laws to make it rain? What can y'all do to make it rain? God, it's his weather. You might think you big and in charge, but he can shut the whole thing down. He could have shut. We didn't even have to come to church today. He could have brought a storm through. Amen. He could have made it so cold you couldn't even come out the house. Your car wouldn't even start. Kill your battery. Well, let's not hold you too long. The truth of the matter is, he said, now look, King Daniel, it's not going to rain. And the Lord said, now here's what I want you to do in verse 3 in 1 Kings chapter 17. I want you to get. There's something for you to do. You're going to be taken care of in the midst of this drought, but you must obey me. Get down to the brook Cherith. That's where I want you to go. And you know what? I have commanded the ravens to feed you. I done already talked to my birds to give you some breakfast and give you some supper. You're going to have some flesh in the morning, and you're going to have some flesh and bread in the evening. I'm going to give you meat and bread. Amen. Where you going? The ravens. I talked to the ravens. The raven, yeah. I talked to the ravens. I told them, I got them on an assignment. Would God assign the birds to do stuff? You think? You think so? Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? He can choose the birds. He pick fish. He just does what he want to do. Tells donkeys to talk to folk, and he just that's the kind of God we serve. He ain't really. If nothing ain't going his way, it's because he don't want it. Everything always. He's in full control. He's sovereign. He has all power. He overrules everything everybody else does. That's the kind of God that we serve. Fact of the matter is that he says that I want you to get down there. So in both of these cases, ladies and gentlemen, we see where God, they wanted something, but they had to do something. And they had to be obedient to whatever the Lord said. And that's the challenge to us today. And I got three things I want to say to you. Three brief things I want to say to you before we go to church school. First, I want to talk about motivation. Then I want to talk about location. And then I want to try to stop by talking about the donation. The motivation. The motivation, why should I be obedient? Because what you're doing ain't working. It ain't working no way. How long you gonna keep trying to do it your way? I'm just asking. You ain't getting nowhere no way. So you won't do what God said. Oh, is it working for you? We got a problem that we can't fix. You can't fix it. Have you ever thought about trying it God's way? I mean, has that ever crossed your mind? We don't stop to think about it. Am I doing everything God told me to do? Am I doing it the way God told me to do? Do it? Amen. That's why I keep getting wrong results. I keep getting wrong results because I'm not doing it the way God told me to do it. The fact of the matter is that the leper was dying, wasn't he? The blind man couldn't see. Israel wasn't blessed, and Elijah was hungry. Sound like me, they need some help, don't you think? But they all had to do something. And you're talking about getting stuck in life. Disobedience gets you stuck. You waste a lot of energy and time trying to do when you're just not walking in obedience to God. You go to church, but that's not all of it. He said, be doers, not listeners. And it's when you get in trouble and get in a tight and get in a fight that the truth comes out as to really whether or not you're going to obey him. Obedience is better than sacrifice, isn't it? But we go to church. But God didn't call us to go to church. He called us to be the church. You got to be the church. We meet at church for encouragement and for training. But we are the church. Not churchgoers. We are the church. Now, motivation. What to motivate you to do it is because they all needed help. Well, we talk about motivation. What about location? Oh, yeah, that's where the key is. You see, the location is important because God told Elijah, I'm going to feed you. He said, now you get down to the brook Cherith, and that's where I'm going to feed you. I'm not feeding you up on the other side of town. I'm not feeding you over there. I'm not feeding you. You have got to get down to the realtors talk about location, location, location. Location is everything. The Lord says, you get down to the brook Cherith. And I'm going to feed you there. Tell your neighbor that the blessing is on the other side of obedience. The blessing is on the other side of obedience. What's going to keep you stuck is disobedience. The blessing comes after you obey in everything. And there are a lot of people who are held hostage. And they're not getting and going nowhere, and they're not going to go nowhere because they are hostages. They are slaves. They are inhibited. They are prohibited. They are not able to go and get to where God wants them to do. They are held up. They are restricted. They are restrained. They'll always be a hostage. What are they held hostage by? Disobedience. Their disobedience is what's stopping them from getting the blessings of God. That's keeping the windows from opening up in their life. Their disobedience is keeping them from their help, keeping them from their miracle. Your blessing is on the other side of your disobedience. It's only when you obey God that you're going to get God's help. I'm held hostage. Things are not happening because of my disobedience. And I don't care, you can blame who, anybody in the world, anybody in your church, anybody on your job, anybody in your home, anybody in your neighborhood, all your friends, you can blame everybody. It's your disobedience that holds you hostage. You are in jail. You are incarcerated. You are locked up. The disobedience is holding you hostage, and because you won't obey God, the blessings won't flow. You turn on the faucet, but the water won't come out because it's stopped up by disobedience. You won't do what God said do. You won't live like God said live. You won't read like God said read. You won't pray like God said pray. You won't serve. You're busy being in charge, doing things your way. You're busy ignoring what thus says the Lord, and you're held hostage. And your blessing, things turns around. When you start obeying God, things start changing. And God said, let me step in here. Because we know that. And so often, I'm going to get on out of here. So often we mope around. We just mope around in our disobedience, bound up, restricted, prohibited, in bondage. So often, and we just... just fooling with Satan, just letting Satan have his way in our lives. We just doing everything what Satan. So we run the church to kind of just make us feel better, but we ain't really serious about that. We really waiting on the party Saturday night. We really can't get back to our sin. We, amen, and amen. But obedience sets us free. And when I obey God.